Behavior number three is create transparency. This behavior is about being open. It's about being real and genuine and telling the truth in a way people can verify. It's based on the principles of honesty, openness, integrity, and authenticity. The opposite of create transparency is to hide, cover, obscure, or make dark. It includes hoarding, withholding, having secrets, and failing to disclose. It includes hidden agendas, hidden meanings, hidden objectives. The counterfeit of transparency is illusion. It's pretending, seeming rather than being, making things appear different than they really are. More and more in our global economy, transparency is gaining recognition as a critical value in high-trust organizations, and transparency will usually establish trust fast. For example, in situations where there is a conflict of interest, the best way to prevent it from turning into a concern is to simply be upfront about it and to address it in the spirit of complete disclosure. Transparent companies are constantly disclosing relationships, interests, and conflicts ahead of time so that everything is always out in the open and no one can question their agenda. From the standpoint of speed and cost, transparency makes enormous sense. You don't have to worry about hidden agendas. You don't have to second guess. You don't have to waste time and energy trying to maintain an appearance or keep up with which approach you took with which person. Behavior number four is right wrongs. This behavior is more than simply apologizing when you've done something wrong, hurtful, or damaging. It's also making restitution. It's making up and making whole. It's taking action. It's doing what you can to correct the mistake, and then a little more. In business, right wrongs includes service recoveries or rectifying mistakes made with customers, hopefully so well that customers are not only satisfied, they are also given incentive to develop even greater loyalty to the company. The little more a company might add to encourage such loyalty could be a small thing, such as including a free product or gift certificate with a corrected order to apologize for the inconvenience. Or it could be a big thing, like JetBlue not charging customers any fees for missing their flight. Right wrongs is based on the principles of humility, integrity, and restitution. Its opposite is to deny or justify wrongs, to rationalize wrongful behavior, or to fail to admit mistakes until you're forced to do so. That involves ego and pride. It's being humbled by circumstance instead of being humbled by conscience. The counterfeit of right wrongs is to cover up. It's trying to hide a mistake as opposed to repairing it. In the case of right wrongs, the counterfeit actually creates a double trust tax. One tax when you make the mistake, and another, usually a far greater tax, when you try to cover it up and get caught. The reality is that everybody makes mistakes. The issue isn't whether you will make them, it's what you will do about them. It's whether you will choose the path of humility and courage or the path of ego and pride.